This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday to listen to Kevin Passaro, my co-host, have a discussion with Aaron Stokes of Megafood on sources of fatigue and finding optimal energy. As you know, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and you get in both places expert advice on supplements. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. So please also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, today we are going to be talking with Dr. Mark Hyman about the blood sugar solution. And preceding this discussion, and I think you're going to find it very, very interesting, let's talk a little bit more about supplementation. I had some requests from our listeners that they wanted to hear a little bit more in depth. So let's start from the beginning. Number one, there are many ways to determine how to use supplements, and symptoms can show us the way. 60% of medical diagnosis is based on the patient's medical history, symptoms, what the patient tells you. We don't treat tests and paperwork. We treat patients. So first, do no harm. How to supplement. Start low and go slow. If you're taking supplements, start with a very small amount. Let's talk about some terms that you may or may not be used to. I call this Nutrition 101. Elemental amount of nutrients. That's the amount that is actually delivering, what's being delivered to your system. So calcium carbonate is 40% calcium. 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate provides 400 milligrams of calcium. Zinc citrate is 35% zinc. So 100 milligrams of zinc citrate provides 35 milligrams of actual zinc. And the labels are usually telling you the elemental amount, and that's the amount you want to go by. But there are some that are misleading, and you may have to look and find out that that, if it says 100 milligrams of zinc, it's actually 35 milligrams. So be a label reader and learn. Some other information that's helpful. Nutrition absorption rates vary in order to maintain homeostasis. Nutrient absorption increases when your need is higher. So when the body is running out, when the bank account of nutrients is running out, you will absorb more. When the bank account of nutrients is solid, you will absorb less. This is how we protect ourselves. This is how the body protects itself. Some people get confused about natural versus synthetic. And natural are naturally occurring forms. They're food-based. They can be extracted from food sources. They're lower in microgram, milligram amounts, but they have a lot of cofactors. When we're trying to get high numbers in because somebody has specific nutritional deficiencies, has higher needs, we tend to focus on the synthetic ones. And that has a bad rap. It just means it's synthesized in the lab. It contains the active sites that are identical to the natural forms. They're usually less expensive than naturally occurring forms. They require less substance than naturally occurring forms. And they're often used when therapeutic high doses are required. Artificial is the one you want to stay away from. Artificial means it's not the natural form, the form the body uses well. And it may be less effective and in some cases harmful, as is the case with DL-alpha-E being 50% less effective or maybe not effective at all as compared to D-alpha and the mixed natural tocopherols. Now, the RDA, we always have to clarify this. The RDA is set by the Institute of Medicine, and it addresses what is important, what the recommended levels are for 97% of healthy people. And that fools everyone. They look at the RDA and say, oh, that's for me. Well, who's healthy? It's certainly not the 197 million people with obesity, 187 million with reflux disease, 70 million with heart disease, another 70 million with prediabetes, arthritis at 46 million, lung disease at 35 million, diabetes at 26 million, and most of them are, there are many more people with prediabetes and diabetes that have not been diagnosed. And then liver disease, 25 million, osteoporosis, 25 million, and kidney disease, cancer, stroke. When we look at the statistics, and I asked a statistician to do this, if people have one or more of these conditions, what we have is that over 70% of the United States population is not healthy. So the RDA is applying to 30% or less of the population. And that's an important thing to understand. So if you have specific deficiencies that have been defined, the RDA is not going to meet your needs. It's like having an automatic withdrawal coming out of your bank account, $1,000 a week. You can't put in $50 and expect to meet the need. You'll never meet the need. And you'll always be overdrawn. Unlike our bank account where we bounce checks and we can't write any more checks if we don't put the money in the bank, our bodies keep going. We're the walking wounded, unfortunately. So what about safety of supplements? Well, they're quite safe. Let's look at them compared to medications. Adverse event reports. There were 581,000 reports in 2009 on pharmaceuticals and 1,275 on supplements. What about deaths? The risk of death from supplements versus pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals, 160,000 to 190,000 deaths per year from medications alone. Supplements are 2 to 10 per year. So the risk for death from supplements and harm from supplements is so infinitesimally small, 0.0001%. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be smart and that you shouldn't take cautions. But I hear people say, oh, maybe I shouldn't take a supplement. But they don't think twice about eating a bag of M&Ms or going into McDonald's and ordering some fries, a hamburger, and a diet soda. We should stop and freeze when we do those things. The idea of taking a supplement, they are manufactured according to pharmaceutical practices called GMP, and they are monitored. And as I said, they're very, very safe. Every time there's an effort to try to have supplements go through approval like drugs, which can cost millions and millions of dollars, that effort fails because someone says, show me the bodies. So just hang on. When we get to our second segment, we'll be talking to Dr. Hyman about the blood sugar solution. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with lots of good info for you.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we both try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday you can tune in for Kevin's discussion with Aaron Stokes of Megafood on sources of fatigue, finding optimal energy. That's always a good subject. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Hyman, and we're really honored to have him on the show. He's got an exciting book, The Blood Sugar Solution, and this is certainly a subject that impacts on every single child, every single adult. So important. So we're glad to have you on the show, Dr. Hyman. Welcome to the show, and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and your interests.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, I'm very interested in how the body works and in creating health, which is not actually something I learned in medical school. I learned how to treat diseases, and that's a good thing, but it really isn't helpful in understanding how to really create health. And this is what I do now. It's a system called functional medicine as opposed to dysfunctional medicine.
We try to understand love that.
How the body functions and create the conditions for thriving and treat the root causes of disease and treat the system, not just the symptoms. And we do that through lifestyle and how our environment and lifestyle interact with our genes to create the person we are in this moment and optimizing that system. And it's a really powerful strategy for dealing with so many chronic illness, and particularly what I call diabetes, which is the epidemic of overweight and prediabetes and diabetes that's affecting one out of every two Americans.
I love the name you use for that. Everyone immediately recognizes what that means, the diabesity. Good term.
That's right. I mean, we'd have a problem in medicine. You know, you either have something or you don't. You have diabetes if your blood sugar is 126, but if it's 124, you don't. That's just an absurd notion of how to define chronic illness. Yes, if you have, you know, strep throat, you either have it or you don't. But these chronic diseases are not like that. And particularly when you get into conditions of metabolic disease like obesity and overweight and diabetes, there's a whole continuum from perfectly normal all the way through a little overweight, a little belly fat, a little prediabetes, full-blown prediabetes, and diabetes. And anywhere along that continuum, you have to intervene because there's serious consequences any step along the way. Prediabetes really is a bad word because it's not really pre-anything. That's why I like to call it diabesity.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good term. The prevalence is growing. Let's talk about that prevalence. I'm not sure people are aware of how extreme it is.
No, it's been shocking to me. You know, I see this in my practice. I've been looking at this for 20 years, and I've been testing for it. When most doctors don't do the right test, they don't see it. But I've seen it, and I've seen it grow. I mean, when I graduated from medical school 25 years ago, this was not a common problem. And now it affects one out of every two Americans. That's every other person in this country.
Wow.
Has either prediabetes or diabetes. 90% of them are not diagnosed. And the disease is responsible for all these other conditions that get mistakenly diagnosed as something else. In other words, if you have high blood pressure, if you have heart disease, if you have depression, if you have many cancers like breast or prostate or colon cancer or pancreatic or liver or kidney cancer, if you have memory and cognitive issues, we call it pre-dementia, even dementia, even infertility and acne can be caused by diabetes. And yet we call it something else, we treat it with something else, and nobody deals with the root cause. So there's millions of people walking around with this problem that are diagnosed with something else and treated for that instead of treated for diabetes. And that's why I wrote the Blood Sugar Solution, to create a really solid, clear action plan for people to be able to get to the root of it and deal with all these other problems.
You know, I like the way your title hones right in on it. Most people do understand and identify with the term blood sugar. And I think that you captured a huge audience with the title. And tell us just a little bit about the book. I know you've had a lot of book parties, shows, and I'm very excited for this book. It's certainly going to go on my list of recommendations for my patients. So give us an overview of the book.
Well, it seems to have hit a nerve because you're right. A lot of people know they suffer from blood sugar issues. Either they have low blood sugar or they feel cravings for sugar or they have belly fat or they know they have prediabetes or there's diabetes in their family. I mean, this is a really rampant problem. And, you know, it's hit a nerve. It's been number one on the New York Times bestseller list the first 2 weeks it's out so far. And it seems to be addressing an unmet need, which is a way to, out of this problem. So I think, you know, we really have to have a solution. And in the book, I create a three-part solution, which is a personal plan for you to create health and reverse diabetes and diabesity. And it's based on this systems medicine, you know, treating the cause, not just the symptoms. And it's extraordinarily effective because we don't really just deal with the downstream effects of problems. We deal with the upstream causes. And we connect the dots between all the different symptoms and all the diseases that you have. And by doing that, people will get better. And we look at things like how environmental toxins can cause obesity, how our toxic industrial diet, you know, high levels of sugar and processed foods, how nutritional deficiencies actually are really common, and obesity and malnutrition go hand in hand. We look at how gut bacteria play a role. We look at hormonal imbalances and thyroid and sex hormones. All these things are part of the things that we address and fix. And that's a personalized plan that can be mapped out through the book that guides you through a personalization process. But it's also more than that. It's a way for us to get healthy together. We found we did a social experiment at Saddleback Church in Southern California. 15,000 people signed up. We did this with Rick Warren. I did it with Dr. Oz and my friend Daniel Amen. And in a year, they lost 250,000 pounds. And they did it by getting healthy together in small groups. So a large part of the book is guiding people through the process of how to create health together, how to find others, how to join a group, how to create a group, how to be in our online community where you can form a group or be in a group to get the support you need, because we're better together, and getting healthy is a team sport. And lastly, it's a plan for us to take back our health in our society. You know, it's been taken from us every single place we live. So in our kitchens, our kitchens have been hijacked by the food industry. Think about it. Most people don't know how to cook anymore. Most people eat food that's made in a factory. Probably at dinner, you have each family member eating a different microwave food made in a different factory, and probably while they're texting or watching TV. And this has really disintegrated our food culture in this country. We need to take back our kitchens. We need to learn about food. We need to connect with real food. And we need to take back our schools and our workplaces and our faith-based communities. And even the media, which advertises junk food, and the worse the food is, the more they advertise it. And even our democracy in terms of our healthcare policies and our healthcare system. There's so many areas where we have our health taken from us. So it's really a call to action for creating a national conversation, maybe even a movement. Think about Occupy Healthcare. And how do we solve this together? Because it's not going to come from without. It's going to come from within each of our homes and each of our communities where we start to create this change.
You know, it's interesting, and I know you're aware of this phenomenon, that the public ultimately drives what becomes the eventual health care policy. And I see a big change now in the demand of the public for more prevention. It's been a shock to me that the organizations that we have had for so many decades that are supposed to protect our health and promote health have been so wedded to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be fairly unique in the United States. This is not the status in Europe in general, and certainly South America. I did some work with the World Bank, and I was shocked at the difference in what people understood, and that the first intervention they asked for was dietary, nutrition, and lifestyle.
That's true, but you know, in this country, when I graduated from medical school, we learned nothing about nutrition. Doctors know more about how to treat malaria when they graduate medical school than how to treat obesity and obesity-related diseases. I can't even get, if I have a nutritionist in my office, I can't even get her reimbursed to treat someone who's overweight with prediabetes. I have to wait until they get diabetes or kidney failure in order for them to have a consultation. This is absurd. And we have really a reimbursement-driven system, not a science-driven system, and we pay for things like angioplasties that we know, and stents we know don't work for people who have stable heart disease, and we pay for billions of dollars worth of statins, which have really not been proven for preventing the first heart attack, although they do prevent the second heart attack, and yet we don't pay for proven lifestyle interventions that have been shown in very large clinical trials to be more effective than medication, because we have a perverse incentive system in this country, and that needs to change. People need to begin to demand something different.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned this, because we're so disease-oriented. And one of the statistics I have used for years is that every school of veterinarian medicine has a full department of nutrition taught by an expert and taught in every discipline within their education. They know the language. It's part of the treatment for animals. And it has always appalled me that there are about 10 medical schools, there may be more now, that do that. And there have been efforts by the Institute of Medicine back in 85 to find ways of sort of coercing medical schools into integrating nutrition programs. And the physicians that I have partnered with and worked with tell me they get so little education that, and it's not taught by an expert, and it's not taught as part of the treatment plan. There's no clinical integration.
No, doctors are trained that food has nothing to do with illness, in fact.
I know.
It's kind of absurd. I think that we really need to rethink this completely, and we need to retrain the way doctors work. And I think one of the goals I have for this book is not just a book, but to really begin to build strategies and programs for doctors and clinics and hospitals to be able to refer people into programs that actually work. you know, we're creating an online curriculum where people can learn how to do this on their own. That you know, health happens outside of the healthcare system. You know, disease care happens in the disease system and the disease care system. We need to create health in our homes and our lives, and we need the tools to do that, and doctors have no clue. I mean, if the cure for the disease of diabetes is lifestyle and doctors don't know how to prescribe it, then what are we going to do? This is the single biggest problem facing us today. It's the number one reason for office visits, for hospital stays, for most of the costs of the $2.6 trillion we spend on healthcare every year. And yet, we have no training to deal with it. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen happen in medicine. It's just completely bizarre.
It is. You make the point well, and I'm excited that you have online education, because it seems to me that though your book is probably designed to appeal to the layperson more than the professional, because professionals don't have the education, it's going to appeal to professionals and help them to make the changes in their own lives. I lecture to physicians and healthcare practitioners, and I find that what they're interested in is themselves and their families. And so I've titled it Nutritional Approaches, Etc. Start with yourself and your family.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And I'm the chairman of the Institute for Functional Medicine, and what we do is train physicians in this new way of thinking of how we treat lifestyle-related diseases with diet and exercise and mind-body or stress reduction techniques, nutritional support, and environmental, addressing environmental toxins. All these things are key components of the future of medicine. And there are more and more doctors wanting us. We started a 200-hour program at the University of Miami, and our courses are full. They're oversold. And yet there's just not enough capacity to create the supply we need for what the problem is. So that's why we need to really create community-based solutions where people can implement programs like the ones I've created in my book.
Well, what I'd like to do is in the next segment, I'd like to talk more about this. This is exciting news. And for those of you who've just turned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Stay with us. We will be back after this break with Dr. Mark Hyman.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Next Sunday, you can tune in for Kevin's discussion with Aaron Stokes of Megafood on sources of fatigue and finding optimal energy. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, so visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Hyman, and he's the author of The Blood Sugar Solution. We've had a very interesting talk about the politics of medicine and prevention and how it is not valued in this country, the idea of prevention, but we see that changing. And I like Dr. Hyman, this comment you made, that every other person has prediabetes or diabetes, and the majority of them don't even know it. So let's talk about how one finds out or knows or understands what problems they have, how they can recognize it, and what kind of diagnostics there are.
Yeah, this is really critical, because we're all walking around with a hidden time bomb, and most of us have no clue, and our doctors just don't even think about it or aren't trained to deal with it, particularly probably because there's no drug to treat it. And the way I diagnose, in a way, you know, if you look at the government guidelines, it's fairly clear. Prediabetes is diagnosed by having an increased waist size, so belly fat is the number one clue. So jump up and down, look in the mirror, and if your stomach jiggles, you probably have it. And then there's other features like high triglycerides, low good cholesterol or HDL, high blood pressure, having a family history of diabetes, having sugar cravings, carb cravings, being of certain ancestry like African American, Hispanic, Asian, East Indian, Native American, Pacific Islanders, all have dramatically higher rates disproportionately affected by this. And then there's some special tests that doctors don't do. You know, we don't even have national screening guidelines for this, which is just absurd. And I think we need to really get on the government to sort of create a call to action to physicians to start properly screening and creating interventions for this. So the way I would diagnose it is not just your blood sugar, because your blood sugar is the last thing to go up. Your body keeps your blood sugar even a long time. You want to measure insulin. And insulin is the fat storage hormone. So when you pump out more insulin in response to eating a diet full of flour and sugar products or things that raise your blood sugar quickly, you have enormous amount of this insulin produced, which then stores fat around your belly, creates inflammation, and a whole cascade that drives chronic illness. So you've got to measure insulin fasting and also 1 and 2 hours after a sugar drink. Also, doctors are doing the wrong cholesterol test. Everybody's getting cholesterol tests or taking statins. People say your cholesterol's high. Most of those tests are actually 20th-century tests that should no longer be done anymore. We need to do something called the NMR.
Yes.
Test, which measures the size and the number of the cholesterol particles, not just the total weight of them. And this is important, because if you have large, light, fluffy cholesterol particles, even if your cholesterol is 300, it's not a problem. But if your cholesterol is 150 and you have small, dense cholesterol particles, you're in big trouble. And half of people who have heart attacks have normal cholesterol, and it's because they're the ones with the small, dense particles, and that's caused by diabetes. So if you understand that, you can use these very simple tests to diagnose this and be very effective in finding this out.
I'm glad you mentioned the NMR. I've been recommending it, I don't know if it's a full decade or even longer, and I see more and more primary care physicians and internists recommending it as well. Let's talk about the triglycerides, because what I see happening to people is they have high triglycerides that get carried on the LDL, raise total cholesterol. It's treated as a fat problem when it's a sugar problem.
That's right. it's hard for people to understand that fat doesn't cause high cholesterol. It's sugar that causes high cholesterol and high triglycerides. That actually sugar is turned to fat. And when you have picked out fructose, it actually gets converted by this process called lipogenesis in the liver to fat and creates triglyceride particles, and it fills up your liver and causes fatty liver. I was on a panel at Emory University yesterday in Atlanta, and I was talking to this pediatric gastroenterologist, and I almost started crying, to be honest with you. He told me that he's seeing five-year-old children with cirrhosis from drinking soda and having sugar, because the liver is poisoned by the sugar in our diets, by the flour products in our diets. And 70 to 90 million Americans have fatty liver and liver disease, and it's one of the number one drivers of heart attacks and many, many other problems. And it's, all again, mostly never diagnosed.
You know, you get to the heart of the subject every time you speak. I love this. You are so correct on the young people. And one frightening statistic is that at the onset of puberty, the number of fat cells get set. So if a child's obese and hits puberty, the ability to lose weight is going to be exponentially more difficult than if they had a healthy weight prior to that. The soda issue, a lot of people say, oh, don't worry about it, I drink diet sodas. Will you please address that? Because I talk about it so much, I think my listeners are tired of it.
No, listen, well, you know, we all know of Pavlov's dog who hears the bell and then salivates without actually even eating any food or smelling or seeing any food. We have the same responses in our body. So when we stimulate our sweet receptors with artificial sweeteners, our body thinks that something's really happening and changes the signals in our brain chemistry that, one, makes us hungrier and eat more, and two, it actually slows our metabolism because things kind of get screwy and it makes us store fat. So in the studies, you look, people who drink diet sodas have a 200% increased risk in weight gain, 67% increased risk of diabetes, when the very thing you're trying to do is prevent that by drinking diet soda. So it's really a bad strategy.
They just can't get it. They look at it and say, look, it says zero calories or one calorie. And again, we're letting
Mother Nature, it's going
to backfire. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the diagnostics that you use and the difference between a fasting glucose and a hemoglobin A1C and what other tests you like to utilize.
Yeah, well, I think there's some basic tests that every doctor can do, and I talk about it in my book, and I actually have a whole guide that goes along with it online on my website, bloodsugarsolution.com. It's called How to Work with Your Doctor to Get What You Need. And in there, I detail exactly what diagnostic tests to ask for. And not only that, I detail exactly how to interpret them, because your doctor doesn't know how to interpret them, and they're embarrassed to do the test if they don't know how to interpret it. So you've got to be an empowered patient, and I'll give you all the tools, plus even a letter to your doctor explaining about the science behind this and providing hundreds of references. So when they go, where's the evidence for this, you can document the evidence for them, and they can go have plenty of homework to do. So I think those are really important to understand. It's a two-hour glucose tolerance test with insulin. It's the NMR test. Things like hemoglobin A1C, these are things that are all, you know, fairly clear in the book and in the guide. Now, there's some other things I do that are important to diagnose other factors, because you know what? Not everybody who has diabetes or is overweight has the same cause. It's not just all overeating. Some people are toxic. We found out, for example, the plastics in like the bisphenol A doubles your insulin resistance, meaning it makes you more likely to become diabetic and store fat, just simply by having toxins that you're exposed to. We know that actually in rats, they've given them PCBs that are from farmed salmon. And it's kind of scary, but they actually found that given identical calorie diets, the rats that were given the toxins, the PCBs, actually gained weight, became obese and diabetic. So toxins drive obesity and diabetes. Also gut bacteria, you know, we take so many things that disturb our gut flora. We take antibiotics and acid blockers and anti-inflammatory drugs, and we eat a sugar diet low in fiber. And so our gut bacteria are not very healthy, and these drive problems. In fact, I was sitting on this panel with the head of the NIH's Diabetes Center, and he was telling me, yes, they're looking at these issues of the differences in gut flora and how, and the microbiome and how that plays a role in obesity and diabetes. And we're looking at things like food sensitivities and allergies that drive inflammation, like through a leaky gut that links to diabetes. These articles are all popping up in the literature, and yet doctors are clueless when it comes to looking at these things and diagnosing this. And this is what I spent, you know, my life focused on and trying to document and using clinically with extraordinary success. And, you know, we see patients who have problems. Like I had one guy, George, who was, you know, was 300 pounds. He had diabetes. He had angina. He had high blood pressure. He had reflux. He had low thyroid. He had low testosterone, sexual dysfunction, sinus problems, you name it, he had it. And he was on 9 medications. And he said, "Can you help me, Dr. Hyman?" I said, "Sure." I said, "But you have to do everything I say." And he did, which was extraordinary. And a year later, he was 150 pounds lighter.
Wow.
And he has no diabetes, no heart failure, no angina, no reflux. He's got no more sleep apnea. He's got no more high blood pressure. His sex life is fine. And he was 63 years old. And by 65, he's healthier than he's been. He lost 20 years of his, he gained 20 years of life and, you know, lost 20 years off his age. And it just was extraordinary to see the power of this food is medicine. And I think that's the message I want people to hear, that we think that we need medications or surgery. They're more powerful than lifestyle. They're more effective. They work better. They work faster. This is just not true. Food works faster, better, and cheaper than any medication or surgery. And we found in studies that you can reverse the effects of diabetes in 1 week of dramatic lifestyle changes. You change blood sugar levels. In 12 weeks of intensive dietary changes, people can completely reverse diabetes, get off their medications, heal their pancreas, heal their livers. This is studies documented in England. They've done this again in Australia. They took a bunch of Aborigines who were living in the city but who'd grown up in the bush. They took them back to the bush, and they were diabetic. They were overweight. They had high blood pressure on medications. And in 7 weeks, eating a traditional wild diet, they reversed everything, lost weight, their blood sugars, their cholesterol, their blood pressure, normalized off all medications. That's the power of lifestyle. It's the most powerful drug on the planet.
Well, you say it so elegantly. There is a test I tell people they can do at home themselves quite easily, which is measure their waistline.
That's right.
And see where it goes. If they're losing pounds and the waistline isn't changing, they're losing lean muscle mass, not body fat. Can you give us the parameters in men and women as far as what is a healthy waistline? What's the, let's call it the ceiling, as to what that waistline should be?
Well, you know, there's the current cutoffs for, you know, what the government guidelines are for having pre-diabetes. But I don't think that's adequate. I think, you know, we shouldn't be looking at, you know, at what level are you sick, but what level are you healthy? And it's a very different way of framing things, because most doctors don't think that way. They think, let me diagnose a disease, and if you don't have it, then you're really fine. Like, you know, so, it, you know, in my book, I go through the, you know, how to look at your waist size and what your measurement should be, and that basically for men, their waist size should be basically under 40 inches. But, you know, I think that's way too high. For women, it should be under 35 inches. That's what, you know, anything over that, we say that's, you know, pre-diabetes. But, you know, I'm 6'3". My waist size is 33 inches. That's normal. You know, when you start going to 36 and 38, and even if you're a man, it's a problem. And if you're a woman, it's that extra belly fat. And you look around, if you look at our culture now, you'll see, just keep an eye on it, and there are people's midsections. You see they're just thickening. They're thickening. My friend said to me, I don't know why all these women have these muffin tops. These young girls have all these muffin
tops.
I don't, you know, I thought it was a funny way of expressing it, but I said, you know, you're right. It's happening in little kids all over, and that's another problem. We're seeing little kids at, you know, 5 years old having cirrhosis of the liver. We're seeing little kids getting diabetes at 8 years old. We're seeing little kids having strokes. I mean, 8-year-old kids having strokes, 3,200 strokes a year in children from pre-diabetes and diabetes. We're seeing kids needing cardiac bypass at 20 years old from diabetes.
Wow.
This is a national crisis. I mean, we're talking about, you know, all sorts of things that are affecting kids, like bullying, but this is a national genocide that's happening.
It is. I remember in school we did research on Zucker rats because they were bred to be obese. And we are, I keep thinking of us as that experiment that we have bred ourselves now toward diabetes and obesity. And we talk on the show about epigenetics.
Oh, yes.
And that we pass that along for multiple generations.
That's right. In fact, I was just going to bring that up, actually. But we're finding that, you know, what the mother eats determines whether or not the baby will become obese or diabetic in their lifetime. That the genes that the baby has are fixed, but the way those genes get tagged, like bookmarks in the Book of Life,
yes,
which chapters get read, is determined by the external environment. And that we now are seeing these imprinting of genes that is really creating a generation of obese and diabetic kids in a way we've never seen before.
Well, we're going to talk more about this in the final segment. And for those who have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having an excellent conversation with Dr. Mark Hyman on the blood sugar solution. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with more information.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Kevin will talk with Evan Stokes of Megafood on sources of fatigue and finding optimal energy. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, so go to the site to hear previous radio shows. Our guest is Dr. Mark Hyman. We've been having an interesting discussion on the blood sugar solution. We've covered the politics, the prevalence, the testing, how to know you have it, a lot of information. And his book, The Blood Sugar Solution, is the book to get in order to really walk yourself through it. So we're going to focus now on the solution aspect. Dr. Hyman, continue with the discussion, please.
I think, you know, we know the problem and we see it, and the solution's right in front of us. I always say what we put on our fork is more powerful than anything we'll ever find at the bottom of a pill bottle. And in the book, I create a very clear action plan. It's 2 weeks of preparation. How do you prepare your motivation and your mind? How do you prepare your kitchen? What do you need? The tools you need in there? How do you clean out your kitchen and do a kitchen makeover? How do you kind of get ready to cultivate your inner chef and cook some simple, delicious, easy meals that are inexpensive? And how do you then begin to, you know, take a measure of yourself? Get your numbers, check your weight, your waist size, check your body mass index, understand how to measure the important numbers, including the blood test, which I outline in the book. And then we get right into it, and it's a six-week action plan, and it's goof-proof health. It's step-by-step. It's a clear action plan that includes really nutrition basics for everyone. How do you create a healthy way of eating? This is not a diet, because diets, you go on and you go off, and that's a problem.
Yes.
To find a way of living that's going to turn on all the right genes, turn on all the right hormones to regulate your appetite so you're never hungry, you feel satisfied and full, that you crave the good stuff instead of the bad stuff. You get your taste buds back. They've been hijacked by the food industry. And we can do that. It doesn't take long. It's really not days or weeks. It's not really not months or years. It's days or weeks to get this sorted out. So I talk about how do you create the perfect plate? How do you regulate your blood sugar by eating early and eating often? How do you understand what is quality food? You know, we say we have to count calories and fat grams and carbs, and I don't recommend any of that. I recommend people focus on quality. If you focus on quality, then you won't be getting into trouble. In fact, I have the perfect plate, which on one side has unlimited refills. It's unlimited refills of things like the vegetables that are non-starchy, broccoli, collards, kale, asparagus, salad fixings, and so on, peppers. These are all things you can have unlimited quantities of, and I do. I just keep refilling it. I might have three or four vegetable dishes as sides, and then I'll recommend a small amount of protein, maybe a quarter of your plate is protein. That could be vegetable or animal protein, lean animal protein. We found that the red meat increases your risk of death by 12%. They increase the risk of diabetes, whereas fish and chicken don't seem to, and recommend nut proteins or bean proteins, and then maybe a little bit of starchy vegetable like winter squash or sweet potato or a whole grain like brown rice or black rice or quinoa. I also recommend that people get off of if they're really fully diabetic, they may need the first short period of time to reset their metabolism to get off of all grains and sugars and limit, fruits that are sugary, but have the fruits that have high antioxidant levels like blueberries and so forth. So it's really having a combination of lean animal protein, vegetable proteins, nuts, seeds, beans, lots of vegetables, some limited amounts of fruit, not a ton of fruit because people kind of sort of substitute fruit for sugar sometimes, and some whole grains, but not an overabundance of whole grains because these, again, can be made into starch in the body. And then we talk about plans for how to eat out and how to eat well for less and how to create an emergency life pack for traveling and how to find the 10 rules for eating healthy and safely for life, the 10 tips to cut cravings and stop food addiction. They're all in there in the plan. There's also a plan on exercise and stress reduction and on the right supplements to take. You know, people are confused. Should you take vitamins? Should you not? Well, all of that's in there guiding exactly on what to find, what's right, and, you know, synthesizing the science. And it's a very balanced approach. And then, of course, there's an important section on how to live clean and green, which is dealing with environmental toxins and things we're exposed to all the time. You don't know if you're eating canned food and you're having farmed salmon, you may be poisoning yourself eating food with pesticides that actually is poisoning your metabolism. So you have to, one, remove those sources, and you have to boost your body's own detox capacity, which I explain in the blood sugar solution. And I've also got a whole personalization section, which is how do you find out what your issues are? Do you have a nutritional deficiency that's contributing? Are you more toxic? Is your thyroid a problem? Do you have food allergies? How do you personalize this? And there's a whole section in the plan for doing that. So that's really a comprehensive plan that anybody can follow. And I've created so many ways to engage with it. There's the book, obviously, but online I have a 12-week online curriculum that guides people through it with nutrition coaching, with support 24/7 from nutritionists, with videos from me. I even take people on a guided tour of a supermarket called Surviving the American Supermarket, How to Hunt and Gather in a Food Desert so you can avoid the bad stuff and get the good stuff. People go through a kitchen makeover. So there's all sorts of ways to
to really engage with the content and to be guided step by step in this, because we need that help, and we're not going to get this information when we go to our healthcare system.
Fabulous. What you recommend is exactly what my listeners have been hearing from me. And we're both talking about what the basic human diet has been for 2 million years of total human history, about 200,000 years of modern human history. And I like the emphasis that getting rid of the grains is something many people have to do to figure out if they're sensitive to grains and may not be tolerating even those that are quite healthy and fixed in the traditional way of being soaked and fermented. We're not talking about what most people are calling whole grain bread, which really isn't. So I appreciate your approach. Do you have some additional tips that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think yes. I think people really need to understand that they have the power to take back their health. That if they go to their doctor and they get diagnosed with something like high blood pressure or prediabetes or diabetes, that it's not a one-way street. That these conditions with the science that we have now are reversible. Sometimes at very end-stage diabetes, it's very late in the game, is tough. Although you can dramatically impact this course and definitely improve things. I've seen people get off insulin who've been on insulin. But for most people who have this problem, it's a curable problem. It's fixable, and we have a solution. We know what to do. You just have to apply it, and you don't even have to sort of believe it even. You just have to try it for 6 weeks and see what happens, and the results you're going to get are extraordinary.
I always think any effort is better than none, because some people will say, I just can't do all of that. But if they just attempt it, and they start to improve, then they're more willing to keep going and expand.
Absolutely. And I think, often people don't see results because they don't do things in a way that gives them that leverage. So what we've discovered in functional medicine is how to pull the levers on biology to create the biggest change in the shortest amount of time. And if you go on my website, you can see literally hundreds of testimonials from people who've lost tremendous amounts of weight. And in Women's World, it was kind of extraordinary. In Women's World, they actually tested the diet on their readers and the program, and I was sort of surprised. I didn't know they were doing that. And in the article in Women's World, they said this was the fastest diet ever of any they tested, and I thought, really? And they basically found that people lost 9, 11, 14, 16 pounds in a week, because when you really change your hormones and you change your biology, that you will see dramatic results. And I think that's what's so exciting is when we really do that, people will get how powerful it is. They get how much better they feel. It's not just about the weight loss. You can lose weight doing all sorts of things. But if you do this, you're going to actually be creating health and not be doing things where you're nutritionally deficient or getting sick and so forth. So I think it's really, really important to think about it as an integrated, comprehensive program.
And give us the website, please.
It's bloodsugarsolution.com.
bloodsugarsolution.com.
People can download a free sneak preview of the book. There's a lot of free content on there, so it's really a resource for people.
And I can't believe it, but you said in the first week out, it's a bestseller on the New York Times.
Right.
Bestsellers list. So good for you, and we hope it stays that way. Are you planning a sequel?
Trying to catch my breath after this one.
I know.
Promoting it, and I think it's been successful. And I do want to promote things that will support this. I think we're going to do a cookbook. We're going to do maybe a short jumpstart guide for this program.
Great. Great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hyman.
Take care of yourself.
You too. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Dude, check out my new Pioneer DEH44 car stereo with built-in HD radio technology and new HD2 HD3 channels.
HD2 HD3 channels?
Get with it, man. HD2 HD3 channels are all these new free digital radio channels.
How do I listen to them?
With the new Pioneer DEH44 HD radio receiver. It's only $120 at Walmart.
Walmart? That's cool.
Yeah, just go to HDradio.com and check out the station guide. They're adding new channels all the time.
Learn about HD radio technology at HDradio.com. More radio, more value.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Defense attorneys for the American soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan villagers plan to meet with him next this week. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is in custody at Fort Leavenworth.